Welcome to the Boost Your Metabolism After Age 30 podcast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Allison, and we're your co-hosts and the founders of Couture Fitness and Lifestyle Coaching.
We're on a quest to help women design lives they love and bodies they adore.
We were fed up with the dieting industry and decided to create something different.
We're starting a calories up revolution where women are nourished, their metabolisms are healed, and their bodies and brains start working for them in the battle against weight loss.
If you feel like your metabolism is wrecked and you want to lose weight once and for all, you are in the right place. Welcome, everyone. This is Allison. You've just got me here on the podcast today, and I'm going to be talking about my own personal story with fitness, nutrition, but also primarily with my journey with undereating and overtraining and all of the many, many issues that caused, because I know there are a lot of people out there who are in a similar spot to what I was in. And I just want to share my story, hoping that it will help someone or many of you and show you that there is a way to get out of that situation and to fix some of the issues that can arise from undereating and or overtraining. If there had been somebody that I could have turned to many years ago that would have just told me, hey, all of these problems that you're having, you can fix by simply eating more and working out less, it would have been absolutely life-changing. As you will hear, as I talk about my story, I spent years, you know, thinking all kinds of things were just wrong with me, or this is just how my body was supposed to be, or I just had a slow metabolism. And I eventually kind of figured this out all on my own, just really by going on forums on the internet. I know that sounds crazy, but there was no doctor, no personal trainer or fitness coach that ever thought that, hey, maybe your problems are due to under eating. Nobody ever dug deeper into this. And if they did, I don't think they really would have realized that I was under eating and overtraining. So if you're listening to my story today and you feel like you might be stuck in a similar spot, you are definitely somebody that we can help with our one-on-one coaching programs. We tailor all of our coaching to the individual. Some people need to eat less. Some people need to eat more. Some people need to work out less. Some people need to work out more. So anytime you buy a program with us, and we start those always on the start of a new quarter, you'll get sent a very detailed questionnaire, and that will be what your personal coach uses to design your plan. And then you will check in with your coach every single week and they will decide whether they need to make changes. And when I say a plan, you'll get both fitness and nutrition plan. We do everything with macros. We like to keep our nutrition very flexible. We're not going to hand you some, you know, specific meal plan and say, this is what you're going to eat every day. That's just not realistic. And then in addition to that customized coaching, we also offer multiple live Zoom calls every single week. So Joe, who is our certified life coach, does one call each week that is just an open Q&A where you can call in and ask questions. The other is prepared content around mindset, nutrition, and fitness. So that is what you get if you buy a program with us. Like I said, we are always enrolling, but we do start our programs at the start of each quarter. So January 1, April 1, July 1, and October 1. It just helps to keep things organized and to allow you to go through this program with others who are in a similar situation as you and really help you feel that camaraderie by going through it at the same time as some other ladies and some men too. Okay, so I'm going to get into my own personal story. I've talked about this on a lot of podcasts, but I've just mentioned bits and pieces about it. So I just really wanted to make this podcast, and hopefully won't go too long, to really tell all of the details of my story, because I know there are so many other women who are in a similar spot. We have so many clients who have come to us that are in similar situations. So I know this is very common. I know at the time I thought I was very weird. I was like, there's nobody else who's going through this, at least nobody I knew. But now I know it is very common. Maybe not as common to start as early as I did, but it is very common. So for me, my journey with hormonal, metabolic, infertility, weight gain issues all started when I was probably 16 or 17. I had started birth control just to regulate my periods because they were very irregular and I gained some weight. And so I decided to stop that birth control. But I can't blame all of the weight gain on the birth control. I mean, I was turning 16, getting my freedom, being able to drive where I wanted to. I could drive places and go buy food if I wanted to. So I know my eating habits were not amazing, but they certainly weren't bad. And I got to a point where I thought that I needed to lose weight. I did not. I weighed the same amount at that point that I weigh now, and I'm very happy with how my body looks now. But at the time, it was the heaviest I'd ever been. So I was like, oh, I think I need to lose weight. So I did the only thing I knew how to do, which was based on teen magazines that I would read. And that was to eat 1500, 1600 calories. All the magazines would constantly say, oh, if you want to lose weight, eat, here's a 1500 calorie sample menu, and this is what you should do. So that's what I did. I started eating like 1500 calories a day. This was well before apps and smartphones. So I just tracked it all in my head, or I think I even had like a little, like a notebook that I would track it in sometimes. The weight came off really quickly. I don't know what I was eating before then. I'm sure it was a very healthy amount. It definitely was probably 2000 calories or higher. And the weight came off very quickly. I also started running because I thought that's what you had to do also if you wanted to lose weight. So I did that for a few months and I lost so much weight so fast. I'm only 5'2", but I got below 100 pounds and it honestly looked terrible. I was way too skinny. But what I should have done and what I didn't know at the time, what I should have done is I should have said, okay, I've hit my goal weight. Now I'm going to get my calories back up so I don't end up in a bad spot metabolically. But I didn't know that at the time. I mean, I was only 17. And I don't think a lot of people knew it back then. And I think a lot of people today still don't realize that. I know a lot of people today don't realize that because we get women all the time who come to us having had success on a diet, but then they get stuck and they end up in this terrible spot metabolically because they don't know that you need to get your calories back up to a high level, a higher level, a healthy level once you've either hit your goal or plateaued. And so what happened is I just kept eating that way. And for a while, I did stay very, very skinny. I also started lifting weights at that time. I took a weightlifting class just in high school and I loved it. So I'm very thankful that at least I got into that habit very early on as well. So I was super active. I was running, I was lifting weights, I was cheerleading, I was doing track, but I just kept, you know, under eating. And eventually, so then I go to college, kept eating at this level. Again, I was what I would call extremely active. I should have been eating so much more than 2000 calories. I was working out, I was walking all over the place on campus, just walking to classes. And eventually I did start to gain weight, but it was very slow. And so over the course of college, which, you know, 4 years, I gained back all of that weight that I had lost and even a little bit more. But the problem was now I was eating only 1600 calories a day. So now I'm maintaining this weight that I at one point was unhappy with, but now I'm back at that weight again, but now I'm only eating 1600 calories. And I was like, what is wrong? I actually thought, and this might sound ridiculous, but I thought, well, you know, I'm getting older. I guess my metabolism is just slowing down and I can't eat as much, or maybe I just have this slow metabolism. I'm just unlucky and I just can't eat as much as a lot of people. So that's where I was. By the time I was 23, I was definitely heavier than when I started all of this. Yes, I was at a healthy weight. I was certainly not overweight at all, but I did not feel like my body reflected how I was eating and all of the activity that I was doing. And so I saw this documentary on MTV and I decided that I wanted to do a bodybuilding competition because I had seen this girl train for one and she was super lean and that's what I wanted to look like. So I just did some Googling. I found some local coaches who had trained people for these competitions. And, you know, in hindsight, I wish Google would have found some different coaches for me because they never asked what I was doing before. So they had no idea whether or not I was eating enough. I do know that they gave everybody the same macros. I mean, girls who were much taller than me and had been eating way more than me, we all got the same macros to start with. So it certainly wasn't the best situation. I know I had to get down to somewhere around 1200 calories a day. I was doing over an hour of cardio a day. Some of that was HIIT. I was also lifting 4 or 5 days a week. So I had to do a crazy amount of exercise and eat very little and very little carbs actually to get show ready. And on the day of the show, if I look back, I did not look at all like a bodybuilder. Sure, I was skinny, but I looked so much better many years later when I learned what I will say is the right way to train for something like that. And then when that show was over, I was never told to get my calories back up. My coaches just said, oh, try not to gain too much weight. And so I just kind of kept doing quite a bit of cardio. I only got my calories back up to maybe like 1600 calories again. So nothing healthy. I decided to compete again the next year. I was hoping, you know, I was going to look so much better. I think I look a little bit worse because I'd probably lost so much muscle over that course of that year by doing so much cardio and never getting my calories back up. And so this is really when I started to have a lot more of these side effects. From the time I started training for that competition all the way up through the time I trained for the next competition a full year later, I did not have a period at all. I completely lost it. I did have some labs done during this time because at some point, you know, after I went a few years, I was like, this is not normal. But I would go have labs done and all of my hormones and everything would come back in the normal range. And I was only told by doctors that, oh, you should just go on birth control to get your period back. And looking back, I think that is absolutely terrible. Clearly, something is seriously going on if you do not have a period for 2 years. But that is all I was ever told by an OBGYN. Oh, you should just go on birth control. I wasn't underweight. And so I think I remember one time even kind of mentioning like, hey, here's what I'm eating and all the working out I'm doing. And the doctor said, oh, your body mass is high enough. That's not the issue. That 100% was the issue, but that's all they really said. You know, still, I didn't really think too much of it. I was like, okay, I'll just go on birth control. Well, then not too long after that, I decided I wanted to get pregnant. And I knew that's never going to happen if I didn't have a period. Again, no doctor ever said much about this, but I started going on, somehow I stumbled on these forums of other women who were having the same issue. And I eventually discovered all on my own that basically I had some hypothalamic amenorrhea going on. So HPA axis issues just from under eating for so long. And everything I learned about this was truly from these forums. There were women on there in my same situation. They had no doctors who would help them. They had nowhere to turn really. And they were in my situation where they wanted to get pregnant. They weren't having their period. And all of them were trying to get their food up because they had discovered basically, again, all on their own, in order to make this pregnancy happen, they needed to get their food up, get their cycle going again, get that HPA axis issue remedied. And so that's where I learned all of this. I actually did go to a functional doctor at one point. Personally, that's what I would recommend to a lot of people. If you have any sort of suspected hormonal or thyroid or gut health issues, I would say go to a functional doctor. But the one I went to was not good at all. They did not think I needed to eat more, which was my entire issue. They really just wanted me to buy their vegan protein powder. So that was a complete waste of my time. I spent a lot of money on their supplements that did absolutely no good. So really, it kind of came down to everybody on this forum fixed their issue by eating more and working out less. A lot of them had to gain weight in order to get their cycle back, even if they weren't underweight before. And I will say I tried. I definitely tried. Once I realized this was my issue, I tried to get my calories up and my cardio down. And I did to some degree, but I would always freak out. Like I would, you know, I'd probably go a week or so with my calories up. And then if the scale started to go up, I probably freaked out and brought them back down again. And what I needed so desperately during this time, and actually many years before this time, was somebody who could guide me through this and say, hey, you're going to, this is where your food needs to be. If I would have had somebody keeping me accountable, I wouldn't have freaked out and taken, you know, one step forward and then two steps back by just bringing my calories down every time I freaked out about weight gain again. So I so wish I would have had somebody to guide me through this at that time. And I will say I never really did fix my issue on my own before I got pregnant. I ultimately started working with a fertility doctor. They put me on injections that I needed in order to ovulate, to even release an egg. And I was very lucky that I had no other issues besides the fact that I was not ovulating and having a period. And so I did get pregnant pretty quickly once I started the injections. But I remember when I was pregnant, I said I would never, ever, ever get myself into a situation like this again. And I have not. So I said, I'm going to keep my food up. I'm not going to do too much cardio. If I ever see that my period is getting out of whack again, I will eat more, cut back on any exercise that I'm doing. And I remember around 9 months after having my oldest, I got my period back. And it was like one of the most exciting days ever. It was the first natural period I'd had in many, many years. And so after that, I actually said I would never compete in bodybuilding again. A friend of mine competed. I said, do not go to these coaches I use. Maybe try this other coach that I knew of, a local coach. And she had a drastically different experience. She was hardly doing any cardio. She was feeding quite a bit. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll give this a try again. And I did a lot of research online on my own over these years. I mean, just hours and hours of research before bed. That's what I would do. I would read things online. And I taught myself quite a bit just from my own situation and being almost obsessive about this topic. And so what happened when I competed again after I think I competed for the first time after having my second baby. It was when she was around a year old. I had kept my food up so high. So when I say high, around 2000 calories and way higher actually when I was nursing. So that when I actually went to cut for my bodybuilding competition, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm able to lose weight now on 1600 calories, which I used to eat to maintain my weight. And it was just, I was doing so much less cardio. I was doing maybe 20 minutes, 5 days a week. And then I was lifting and then eating like 1600 calories a day, very, very doable, which it had to be because I had two children working full time. It was a drastically different experience. And the funny thing is I was able to get leaner than I did for either of those two shows that I did before when I was doing that hour plus of cardio. So I definitely figured out the right way to do competition prep. And another big contributing factor is I think, you know, I had lifted for years and years. I was almost wasting my time all those years I was lifting and not eating enough. I certainly wasn't able to put on muscle. I'm sure it helped. It helped me, you know, to maintain the muscle that I did have, but I really wasn't making, for all the lifting I did, I made very, very little progress simply because I just wasn't eating enough. And when I finally started really focusing on lifting heavy, hardly doing any cardio and eating enough, that's what really, really changed my physique. So the last time I competed, it was actually right before I got pregnant with my third. Definitely, it was the best I ever looked. And it's, I mean, clearly I was the oldest for that show than I was compared to the other two. And I definitely looked the best that I ever have. So now I am just about to turn 40. I have very, what I will call happy hormones, a regular cycle. I can maintain a weight that I am very happy with, eating over 2000 calories, probably 90% of the year. That's what I do. 80 to 90% of the year, I eat over 2000 calories. I do very little cardio and I lift 4 days a week. And I just try to be generally active, like with my kids. I don't ever go to the gym anymore and say, oh, I'm going to get on the elliptical for 30 minutes or get on the spin bike. Never. And I found out about two years ago that I had knee surgery 20 years ago on my left knee. I tore my ACL and I have almost no cartilage on the inner portion of that knee. I was having some major pain when I would do things like plyometrics or anything high impact. And so I ended up getting an MRI and they said, well, you're probably going to need a partial knee replacement in the next, they had no idea. They said it could be in the next 2 years or the next 10 years, just really depending on when it really started to give me trouble. So I literally do not do anything high impact anymore. The most high impact thing I do is I do play a lot of doubles tennis, but otherwise zero running, no jumping, nothing like that. So, and even with that issue, I am able to maintain a pretty lean physique pretty much all year round. The only time I bring my calories down now, and I won't do it for more than absolute maximum 3 months at a time, is if I want to diet for a specific event. I have no desire right now to do another bodybuilding competition. I will never say never, but I haven't done one of those since having my third. But I do cut from time to time for like a vacation or a photo shoot or something. And the weight comes off eating a lot more than it did way back when I was just chronically under eating. So hopefully for anybody who's in a similar situation as I am, you can see that there is a way out. We encounter women all the time who are in a similar situation as me. We've got lots of clients who are eating 1200 calories a day, and they've been doing this for years and they cannot lose weight. And they're so confused and they think something is wrong with them. And they're just wondering, well, why am I eating so little and, you know, nothing is changing on my body? Or some of them have actually gotten to the point where they think they're overeating on 1200 calories. We had a client once who thought the reason she couldn't lose weight was because she was putting a little bit of creamer in her coffee, yet she was only eating maybe 1000 calories a day. So I think as women, we're just told constantly, you know, if you want to lose weight, all you have to do is eat less and move more. And I can tell you very definitively that yes, that is what some people need. If you're overeating and not moving, of course, that's what you need. But there are so many women who are in the same spot where what they actually need to do is get their food up to a healthy level. If they're doing lots of cardio, back off the cardio, back off the HIIT, especially if you're over, I would say 40 or so. That HIIT training is, especially if you're overdoing it, it is not your friend. Sure, doing a few 10 to 20 minute sessions each week, I think that's great. But if you're going to, you know, 45 minute or hour long HIIT classes multiple times a week, that is really putting a lot of stress on your body and probably having the opposite effect that you want it to have. So if you're in my situation, I would say be prepared for this to take time. You're going to need to take, depending on how long you've been under eating, you may have to take 6 months to a year to focus on getting your calories up. Putting on muscle, this is another thing we see. Women who have been under eating for many, many years, they have so little muscle on their body. It doesn't matter if they're overweight, underweight, they have so little muscle because they have not been properly fueling their body for so many years. So the first step is really take the time, get your food up, put on some muscle with some strength training, and then you can think about maybe entering a fat loss phase again. But you're going to have to be patient. And really, sadly, what we see is the women who have the hardest time losing weight are the ones who have dieted the most or the hardest or the longest. It's not the people who are overeating a bunch of junk. If somebody's never dieted and they've truly been overeating, the weight will come off them very quickly if they diet. But it's the other ladies, the ones who have been dieting either chronically or off and on and dieting really hard on really low calories, those are the ones who have the hardest time. So anybody who's listening, if you have, especially girls or boys, share this message with them to not get into this under eating, especially not at a young age. It's really going to set them up for a lot of frustration with their bodies if they get stuck in that same cycle. I will also add, really, the only way out is you have to eat more. That is the only way out. There are no quick fixes. There's no special pill or food that you can take that's just going to magically fix this. You have to be patient. You have to take the time to eat more. I think it's very important to have a coach guiding you through this because it is mentally so much harder to add in food when all you want to do is lose weight. Knowing that you're just going to be adding in food and you might not be losing anything for months is really hard. I think this is the most important time to have someone guide you through this, more important than just during a fat loss phase. It's easy mentally say, oh, I'm going to cut my calories. It's a lot harder to say, oh, I'm going to purposely get them up higher. That is very scary. And then finally, once you fix these issues, the way you need to diet in order to prevent this from happening again, once you either hit a goal or hit a plateau, you need to get your calories back up and keep them there and just spend most of your year in maintenance. I know that's kind of boring and not an exciting answer, but that's really where most people need to be. You need to be spending most of your life eating enough food. And so what is enough food? We've touched on this before, but you need to be eating at a bare minimum 1800 calories, no matter who you are, I would say. I'm sure there are some exceptions, but you need to be eating at least 1800 calories. A lot of women can get them up well above 2000 calories. I have some clients who are maintaining on somewhere like 2300 calories, which is a ton of food. It's a great place to be. And they love what their bodies look like. So that's where you want to be most of the year. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at info@couturefitnesscoaching.com. You can also check out our website, couturefitnesscoaching.com. And again, check out our programs because we can help you if you are in a situation like this, or if you're in any other sort of situation where you just want to get healthier, change your body, we can help. So check out our website, couturefitnesscoaching.com. Hopefully this episode resonated with you and I will talk to you soon.
That's what we've got for you today about how you can invest in your metabolism and start losing weight by eating more and exercising less. Trust us, you aren't too old and it's never too late.
If you want to learn more about this topic, head over to our Facebook group, Boost Your Metabolism After Age 30. You can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Couture Fitness Coaching. And if you want to work with us, join us for our next 12-week session.